from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here on a Football Friday. 8:03 in the morning. That means it's time for a little Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel covering the Miami Dolphins and getting ready, I believe, to do a little deep dive today with Perk as well. Perk, good morning. How you doing?
Gentlemen, what's going on, man? Deep dive at noon today, sunsentinel.com. Don't miss it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, people can't get enough, Perk. You know how this business works, and from who's hot and who's not to who's playing and who's not playing. I'm always curious. We're getting ready for this second game, and everybody's got favorite names of guys. For me, it's Cam Smith. I want to see. He's going to be on the team. You agree, right, Perk? He's going to be on the team no matter what.
Definitely.
He's former second-round pick. But I want to see him do something. I don't want to hear about quiet practices as good or bad. I want to see him make some plays. What about for you, Perk?
No, I agree, Joe. I want to see Cam Smith make some plays, and I want to see which of those second-team cornerbacks really can establish himself. Because to me, they're all pretty much the same right now when you look at Cam Smith and Ethan Bonner and Saran Neal, Isaiah Johnson, Jason Maitre, Storm Duck, a lot of those guys. I think Nick Needham is pretty much your backup nickel, pretty much. But the other guys, who's going to back up Jalen Ramsey? Who's going to back up Kendall Fuller? Joe, I also want to see Quentin Bell. He was the shocker surprise of camp early, but once we got into joint practices, he's been quiet. The two joint practices against Atlanta, the game against Atlanta, the joint practice against Washington. Quentin Bell seems like a real cool guy. Everybody likes him. He was on the Dolphins practice squad last year. Hopefully he will establish himself tomorrow night.
I want to see Chop Robinson. I want to see, we've seen flashes of him in camp, and he's made people sit up and notice, but mainly against backups, reserves. I'd like to see him against Washington's top line if they're going to be out there Saturday and see, what do they have in him?
Yeah, I agree, Dave. And look, in the bigger picture, you know, I mentioned Bell, you mentioned Chop. We've got to see what this pass rush is all about, right? Because, you know, I think they're going to bring Jalen Phillips along slowly. So let's just say the defense will usually play 60 to 65 plays in a game. My guess is that for the opener against Jacksonville, maybe Jalen Phillips is on a pitch count, 35 to 40 snaps, see how he feels the next day, and you kind of build it from there. But in the meantime, Ogbah, Chop Robinson, Quentin Bell, Mo Kamara, like, what are these guys going to do? How are they going to get effective, steady pressure in the first two games on Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen?
Got to ask you about biggest surprise, because for me, it's pretty clear cut. this Patrick Paul story at left tackle, we're all kind of led to believe he's raw. He needs a lot of work before he's going to be ready, but we think he's got great potential down the road. I don't know about down the road or right now. What's been your take on where he is right now, Perk?
He looks good. He looks good against reserves, Joe. But the guy, the run, the pass, the fundamentals, like, you know, he's this tall, lanky guy, and you would think maybe against NFL pass rushers he might be a little off balance. He looks really good against a lot of backups. Like Dave Hyde said, with Chop, let's see what he can do against the starters. But I agree with you 100%. Patrick Paul is off to a good start, and it raises the question, is he good enough to be the number two behind Teron Armstead and you shift Kendall Lamb to number two right tackle, or is he still going to be number three behind Kendall Lamb? And look, I've got Kendall Lamb prefers to play on the left side. I think the best job the Dolphins got from a number two player last year was the job Kendall Lamb did in that Dallas game against Micah Parsons. And it wasn't a straight one-on-one, you know, that Micah Parsons lined up on that side every snap. But Kendall Lamb, as a backup right tackle, did a great job against Micah Parsons. I trust Kendall Lamb. I've got to build trust in Patrick Paul.
All right, Perk, you did a, and I was trying to find the headline here, but it's basically 10 concerns or 10 thoughts on the preseason. And you didn't put backup quarterback in there, and to me that's like at the top of the list. Where are you at on the backup? Of course, I said go out and get Ryan Tannehill after the past week.
Oh, no, but I got to tell you, Perk came right out and just like he put his thumb on it.
Water on
he
that.
Put the thumb on he it and said, goes, forget said, what I, Dave Hyde
I
said.
I saw what you wrote, and I know I'm not going down that. I'm going the other way.
You know, well, here's the funny thing about that, Hyde. So, you know, we were at camp that day, and I wasn't really sure what you were writing at the time that you left. And so I had already started my column, and when I saw what you wrote, I sent mine in, and I told them, I sent it, we communicate by Slack at the office, and I said, look, I saw what Hyde wrote, and my first two sentences are going to directly contradict. You know, and it's too late, I'm sorry. But here's my deal. Look, I think you're good enough at backup quarterback. I think you're good enough at offensive line. Going to backup quarterback, you know, nobody is a complete system fit for this team. And I think that's true for Ryan Tannehill, Mike White, Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson has had the better training camp, but I trust Mike White more in a game. He has more of a proven track record in a game. Ryan Tannehill, if you bring him here, you're counting on his right arm. And that didn't work before. That didn't work. It's not going to work. Ryan Tannehill needs Derrick Henry behind him, right? That's when he was most effective. If you bring him here and you're relying on Tannehill to make these quick passes, these accurate passes to these speedy receivers, that's not his game. And at least Mike White has been in this system and practicing in it. So has Skyler. I think Ryan Tannehill, who is the best overall quarterback, would be a fish out of water in this system.
All right, so let's get to we're just going to critique your articles now and go ahead. So you met with Teron.
Let's rip them. Let me give you something to rip them.
Hey,
right.
You spent a little time with Teron Armstead, and yep. He said, "Hey, Perk, calm down. The O-line's going to be just fine. We got plenty." You buying it, or are you concerned at all?
No. Well, listen, the offensive line is good enough. There, you know, aside from Teron, there's not a Pro Bowl candidate on there. No disrespect to Austin Jackson. But, look, here's my thing is that you gave up 31 sacks last year, fourth fewest. Your run game was sixth in the NFL in yards per game. I think it was 135 yards per game. And what else do you want? Like, what else do you want? And the system is built for this offensive line, right? Quick passes. You don't have to maintain your blocks as long as others. The outside zone, you know, just kind of stretch the play and the running back is going to go out there and look for a cutback lane. Like, this system is very forgiving. It allows you to have a so-so offensive line. I don't know what you want on the offensive line. Like, fourth U.S. sack, sixth in rushing. What more do you want?
No, they were. Hey, listen, and to your point, 6, 7, 8, 9, after 4 year starters basically got hurt, it seemed like a record amount of games. They did. They kept it rolling pretty good.
Since we're on the offensive line, here's a mystery to me of this offseason. Connor Williams now is about to start for Seattle. And it seemed to catch everybody, caught me by surprise, because I assumed, boy, his injury was such, he's going to miss most of the, he was so important to the offensive line last year. Now they brought in Aaron Brewer, and they've had some bad luck. He looks like he has a hand injury, and the question is, week to week, will he be ready for the start? But the whole Connor Williams saga, did that catch you by surprise, Perk, that here he is about to start the year in Seattle?
It kind of did. I thought two things. Maybe the Dolphins didn't want to wait on his injury rehab. Maybe the Dolphins thought he was going to want too much money. But I will go to this in the bigger picture, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong on this. I was talking to Alan Poupart about this on the podcast that I do with him on YouTube. I think Hyde does it also. Chris Greer has said you guys are way more worried about offensive line than we are. He said that last year. Look at how the Dolphins have treated interior offensive line. I think they've only gotten one true center. That's Aaron Brewer, right? Because Connor Williams was a converted guard, right?
Right.
Liam Eichenberg is a converted tackle guard.
Correct.
Lester Cotton and Robert Jones. Jack Driscoll said he's never played center. So they don't prioritize center. Let's look at the guards. Most of them are converted tackles, right? Rob Hunt, converted tackle. Liam Eichenberg, converted tackle. Like, they don't prioritize center and guard. They're just getting guys in there. We'll make it fit. If you were a guard before, you can play center. If you were a tackle, you can play guard. Chris Greer told us, and it's they've lived it. They've lived what they've said. I think their priority is skill positions, other positions, offensive line. We'll scheme it up. We just need guys that are good enough. They're not worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
We're talking about what this is really important for, the second preseason game and the rookies, the draft picks. By the way, good week for the draft picks that did play in that first preseason game. All of them seemed to, from Jalen Wright to everybody, even Patrick McMorris played great. Can you keep most of those draft picks? And also I want to ask you about that rookie free agent. We always have one or two rookie free agents make the 53. Will we have any this year with so many guys over the 30-plus club?
Boy, yeah, the draft class.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I see it really, really well. Patrick Paul, what a nice job last week against Atlanta. We saw Jalen Wright out there doing his thing. We saw Malik Washington, the wide receiver, had some nice plays, especially on the punt returns after he bobbled that first one. He got it together. And then, yeah, Patrick McMorris, the 8 tackles tied for the game high. Very nice job out of those draft picks. Undrafted guy, Jason Maitre, the kid from Wisconsin, cornerback. He's been making some plays. Isaiah Johnson, also there at corner, has been making some plays also. Those are the two undrafted rookies. Storm Duck at corner also from Louisville. So, there's been some guys. I'm trying to think of other positions that undrafted free agents have really made a splash. Those cornerbacks are the ones.
Yeah, that's the biggest group.
Yeah, but I want to see somebody make some plays and really – you know, stand out. I think one of them is going to make the roster, maybe two. I think Matry and Storm Duck, Isaiah Johnson, maybe two of those guys, of those three, will make the roster, I think.
Wow. That's interesting to see.
Yesterday.
Yeah, and Cam Smith has got a spot, too, so that's going to be a very...
No, that's automatic, by the way. Cam's in, yeah.
Right. Yesterday in practice for the joint practice with Washington, for the first time that, and I'm not out there every day, you saw tight end... Get some feature plays, you know, reverse to Jonnu Smith. You saw a couple red zone plays. To me, that's how do you upgrade the offense? It's right there is number one thing. What are you seeing out there as everyday perk? What are they doing with the tight end?
Hi, I'm kind of excited about the tight end position. I'm seeing a change in play calling. I'm seeing a change in the way that Mike McDaniel is using them. On first down, in short yardage, in goal line, in red zone. I've got to be careful about what I say because I've already been admonished about revealing some stuff.
Did I just break a rule there?
not specifically.
Camp's
okay
over.
So
it's okay now. I think camp's over. Good. I think you're all right.
Yeah, for the public. Yeah, for the public. But this is, you know, I was told that I revealed too much that was revealed when the public wasn't there. Anyway, I think one of the big things for this offense is Mike McDaniel needs to diversify his play calling. I know it's tempting to go to Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle every time, but you've got to diversify, and I'm seeing that. And I'm seeing that especially at the tight end position where you did bring in Jonnu Smith, who can do some end-arounds. He can be he's a yak guy also, a yards-after-catch type of guy. So that opens up a lot of stuff. Durham Smythe still very reliable last year. Career highs in receptions. I think he was 35 receptions, 366 yards, also a career high. So you've got a nice tandem there. I like what they have with Julian Hill also. I'm excited to see what Mike McDaniel, the creative offensive mind, can do now that he's equipped at tight end.
Yeah, I'm with you. I by the way, you hit it right there, man. Perk, you and I on the same page on a lot of this stuff. I think that tight end position could be a lot more active, especially in the red zone, as you guys are talking about. Hey, Perk, great having you, man. Deep dive with Perk today. What time's that going to be available for everybody?
That's going to be at noon on sunsentinel.com after me and Dave Hyde and David Ferronas do a photo shoot, baby, for promotion for Dolphins Deep Dive. We have got a photo shoot. I'm going up to Deerfield Beach right now with a wardrobe here in the car.
I was going to say, bring your suit.
I know. We're gonna light it up, baby. I can't wait.
Well, I'll tell you what, sounds good. I'm going to leave you alone with the ladies. You were so good today, Perk. That was beautiful, man. You were strong.
All right, very strong.
Thanks, Perk.
All right, guys.
Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Man, I tell you what, I agree with a lot of stuff, man. It's amazing. We all watch the same practices, and everybody has a different take, a little different take. Some guys, it's easy, right? And, you know, like a lot of the draft picks are going to be on the team, yes. But I agree with them on some of those rookie free agents. I think they have a chance to make team, those cornerbacks.
Well, they certainly need – look, every rookie draft pick is going to make the team just from a salary cap standpoint. They need those minimum salaries.
Does Malik Washington on a 53?
I don't know.
Mo Kamara on the 53 for sure?
I think they're going to be, yeah.
Okay. Those are two that –
I go back in past draft classes, pretty much everybody's making the team. They need those minimum
salaries. No, you do.
Salaries.
It's on the cheat. No question. All right, listen, let's come back and talk more about this stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Right now, I want to talk to you about Mike Okotsi, Mr. Choice Mortgage himself, man, doing great stuff out there, especially with the real estate market and a lot of people going through and really need money. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees are going up. People living in the condos, man, right now are going, what the heck, man? What did I get into? I got that great view, but my gosh, I can't afford it. Well, you know what people are doing? I was blown away when Mike Okotsi told me this. They're running up credit card debt at 28, 29, 30% a month. They never catch up. It just, it's a bad situation to be in. Michael Kotze can relieve some of that money stress and get that credit card paid off for you. Michael Kotze talked to me for a long time about the reverse mortgages, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and if you got a lot of equity in your home, you're sitting there at 62 and you could really use that money. I'll tell you what, the reverse mortgage, there's a reason it's so popular with people in their 60s right now. It might be perfect for you. You've had friends talk about it. Have Michael Kotze do it for you. And I want to just let you know, man, he's put together some great program. First-time home buyers, rates, fixed rates right now in the fives. Self-employed and been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. Go to his Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Check him out. A lot of people saying a lot of great things about the service you get from Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. And it's 33 years right here in South Florida. The guy's always working. He'll be working Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. I heard the wife's even a little mad, like, are you ever going to stop so we can spend some time together? 7 days a week. Call him or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. All right, welcome back. Nothing can mess up tennis except too much rain. That would definitely mess it up. I'll tell you what, you know what's good on a football Friday? High school football is getting ready to start up. Everybody knows we talk so much about our private and public schools and just how good the football is. Our football insider, Larry Bluestein, joins us. Blue, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Joe. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Kickoff classic week here. Games started earlier in the week. They end up tomorrow. It's funny that if you lose the kickoff classic, it was just a tune-up. Now, if you win...
Yeah, you count it. Yeah, I've learned that. Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of setting the table. Tonight, a couple of pretty good games at Traz Powell as part of that classic that has six games in 2 days. We'll get a chance to see tonight Edison and Miramar, and then later on this evening, Ocala Vanguard coming down to play Miami Central. So we'll get a little bit, at least for three quarters. It's one of those, I always call it that spring training baseball thing where you play the players for four innings and then they run in the outfield the rest of the time.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Miami Central, always a powerhouse. Are they loaded back up again? How's this Miami Central going to be?
Yeah, but everything's playing in their favor. This isn't the schedule that they usually have, so obviously that's a good thing. Their classification, the only team really that they have to get by is Miami Northwestern and pretty much have a path to state and then beyond, obviously. Last year didn't stick very well with the coaching staff and the players as they didn't make it. And they lost four games, but it was a total of 12 points that they lost those four games. And you're talking nationally rated teams.
Yeah, really good teams. That's right.
Exactly. So, yeah, they've done well in the offseason, picking up a lot of kids. So obviously, but tonight will be a test for them because last year was when they went up to Ocala and played Vanguard. Vanguard's very athletic, and like I said, whatever happens tonight is not going to be an indication. But certainly for the first three quarters plus, you want to get a good look at what you got coming back and what you have coming in, and Vanguard's a great test for them. And then tomorrow, there's some really good games, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman playing against two-time defending state runner-up Homestead, who's kind of rebuilt that team, got a quarterback from New Jersey who's had a really, really good offseason. And then probably the premier game of the day at 1 o'clock, Sefner Armwood, who's certainly, if you're a South Florida fan, you know them real well, and they have Miami commitment Gerard Pringle at running back. They're coming down to play Miami Norland, which should be a very interesting couple of quarters. Both teams are stacked with talent on both sides. And then you hit a couple of night games. You have Carroll City. Two teams that are trying to bring back the tradition, Carroll City Jackson. Carroll City has been down a couple of years. George Stubbs goes there. And then Max Edwards, our good friend, is going back to his alma mater at Jackson and trying to get that program right. And then the nightcap should be another good game. Teddy Bridgewater makes his debut as, head coach at Miami Northwestern. They'll be playing a Miami Palmetto team that's won 22 games over the last 2 years.
Okay, you mentioned Teddy Bridgewater, Blue, the guy I'm sort of interested in. Whenever a known player, an NFL player, goes to coach in high school and he's going back to his roots, they open up against, the next week they play Coconut Creek.
Right.
What do you expect from Bridgewater and Northwestern this year?
Very talented, Dave. I mean, but not real deep, and that's the one thing. He came back, it was kind of a bare cupboard last year. They had a losing season, which is rare. Obviously, it didn't sit well with the people in Liberty City, but, his return, and he made no bones about it. He wanted to come back and right the ship. And, he's done that in the offseason. He's got a lot of kids, a lot of talented young players on the team, a couple of veteran kids, been around, but, and had some transfers come in. It's just the only problem with that team down the road is going to be the depth. Do they have enough depth on the offense and defensive lines? They certainly, will have some really talented kids. And, it's funny, during the spring game, they didn't really have a defined quarterback. So Teddy played the position in the spring game for them. Obviously, he wasn't dressed, but he just wanted to show them, how easy it was just to, get the ball out to your playmakers. And, he's done a good job. And next week will be a test for them. Tonight, also when they play Palmetto, because Palmetto is pretty well stacked. But next week, when everything starts for real, they're part of the Broward County National Showcase, which, Dave, has morphed into one of the premier events in the nation. I mean, everybody around the country is looking because, as we're going to get into next week, but the 1, 2, 4, 9, and 13 teams in the nation from last year will be in it, including Bishop Gorman and St. John Bosco and Chaminade and St. Thomas and Hoover and Milton. And to answer your question, I think that they'll be fine. They have that really one game region, and that's Central. And if they can get out of there, then who knows?
Yeah. Hey, Blue. So I want to ask you. We talk a lot, and I know sometimes some of the schools get upset. Oh, can you not talk about St. Thomas and you and Blue and Central and Chaminade, Madonna? Let's talk about some other schools. Tell me of the next batch of schools after those three that are the highest ranked teams in South Florida again this year. Blue, give me a couple of teams that you're really watching that have a chance to really have a great year.
Yeah, this could be Western's best year ever. They got the talent. They're well coached. The path, obviously, is going to be through Columbus, who maybe have lost a few players, but still, when you take Dave Dunn and his coaching staff, you never want to bet against them. And then Palmetto. And I think once they get out of here, they got to play Venice. But I think this is Western's probably their best opportunity. And then 6A, you have Monarch. A team that came within one quarter of going to state last year, lost to Mandarin in the fourth quarter last year. They got outscored pretty good, but that gave them plenty of ammunition coming into this year. They went and they got picked up a lot of talent. Coach Davis has done an amazing job with that program. I think when you look at other teams, Homestead is not a surprise anymore. They've been there quite a few times. I watched Cardinal Gibbons last night. They have a lot to, lost a lot of players in the off season. Coach DeBucks really does a tremendous job. And next week they're going to have more than their work cut out for them in that Broward showcase. They're going to be playing arguably the best, if not one of the best 2026 junior quarterback in the country who's committed to Notre Dame. But the best thing and the probably good news for them is they don't have to play Heritage this year. And that's been a huge obstacle for them. And then you look at Heritage, it comes down to Norlin and Heritage in 4A. And
Oh, that sounds like a good game this year, man. God, that sounds like a good game.
And it's a district game, which and Heritage, like I had Coach Mike Smith on our show last week, and I said, who made your schedule? I mean, they have the toughest schedule in the country. I mean, they open up with Milton, whose quarterback, Luke Nichols, committed to Miami for 2025. He'll be here next year. And they were defending Georgia State champions, and then they have O'Shaughnessy and Central yeah, it's a never-ending thing. And, you know, and St. Thomas picked up their, you know, everyone always accuses them, and you know as well as I do, everyone always say, hey, St. Thomas plays nobody. Well, they can't say that this year.
Boy, this year, no. What was the change between Twan and their coaching staff to go out? They really did load up their schedule. And listen, some years I can't defend them. They're right, man. Like, hey, you guys got to play some teams, man. But not this year.
Well, here's the deal, too. You know as well as I do that at the end of the year in the national rankings, mythical or not, come out, the kids and everybody still buy into them. The Matter Days and the Gormans and programs like that play a pretty decent schedule. So at the end of the year, you weigh that in. And so the South Florida team said, wait a minute. If they're going to do that, we're going to load up too. And, you know, and that's what happened. And so at the end of the year, although last year, Chaminade, who had a pretty good schedule, finished second in the country, undefeated, arguably one of the best teams in the nation. I know Gorman won, and, you know, they're always loaded up. But that's the reasoning, you know. And then this year, you know, St. Thomas opens with Gorman right off the bat next year, the defending national champions. You know, they would play them in that kickoff classic or that showcase next week. And, you know, they play Columbus this year. They play Chaminade this year. They play Heritage this year. So, yeah, at the end of the day, they had to pick it up. And I think, you know, personally, they should play Columbus every year. You know, they don't, quote unquote, recruit against each other far enough away, but they're both, I believe, archdiocese schools where it would benefit.
Sometimes you got to get the church involved. Sometimes you just got to get the old church involved and get the priest together and go, okay, we need to play each other. So you're right. It's good. It is good to see St. Thomas and playing a Dade County team. So it's good stuff. Blue, thank you, man. Really appreciate it as always.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Big week next week. We start it off.
All right, can't wait. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joining us, talk a little bit about everything going on. Blue's fired. Blue knows more, and it's not just South Florida. I mean, if you really want to get, he can go in Central. He can go up to Jacksonville.
I mean, these are hundreds of schools that he knows. Amazing his knowledge.
You go to a game on a Friday night with Larry Bluestein and all those kids.
They
go out, they come over, hug him, shake his hand. Parents come over.
You know how many people he's helped? The stars are going to get scholarships, but he's helped.
No.
He's like the matchmaker.
Larry's a saint, man. He's a sports saint. I call him the sports saint. He's one way. Exact opposite of me, actually, in that way. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here on a Football Friday. We still going to have Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk join us. We'll talk to him a little bit. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Don't get all weird on me, man, out there. Don't get all weird on me. It just happens. It's not your fault. It's not anybody's fault. There's not something wrong with you. ED and low T happen as you get older. Sometimes for men in their 40s, early 40s to 50s, they're seeing as much in their 40s as they are in their 60s right now. So the day it hit me, and it hit me. It hit me last year. It hit me hard. And I'm sitting there not only low T, constantly tired, no energy. You know, you have like 17 physicals and it's everything's fine. I don't know what the problem is. You're good. Well, I know what the problem is. I've got low T and I knew I had ED. That was obvious too. My poor wife's making an excuse. Well, you're just stressed out tonight. No, there's something wrong, man. No, you're just tired. Hey, listen, man, you don't want anybody making excuses. You just want to get rid of ED and low T. Those are first cousins you want nothing to do with right there, man. ED and low T. And I'm talking, guys, while you're maybe laughing at me right now, if you're going through it, you don't have to. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I had such great results a little more than 6 months ago. Sit down with their professionals, get all the testing done that they'll do for you. And meet with their professionals and find out, man. Find out what's going on and then decide what you want to do. If it's important to you, you get the low T taken care of, get that ED taken care of, and I mean quickly, folks. This is not something that takes a year. Within a week or two, you start feeling so much better once the program really kicks in, man. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. That plantation location is so close to the house. It's fantastic. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Nobody needs to know. It's between you and Atlantic Men's Clinic. This is what they do, and it's normal. If you have low T and ED, eh, you know, I know we don't tell guys. We have too much ego to tell anybody. But if you're going through it, check out AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information and set up that first appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel in with us. Steve the Barber, what a good dude, man. What a guy. And he's cutting everybody. He does, man. He goes to camp a couple days a week. And
do you get your hair cut out there by him too?
No, you know, and he's invited me to come out because he's got a place in Davie now too. It's kind of weird, you know, like I'm the old guy, and honestly, those guys don't want to see me. They're the former players and players, like, you know.
He wants to put a few cuts into your hair.
Do a few edges and stuff. Edges.
He could help me, though. No, don't get me wrong. He could, you know, get my hair cut. My son's got one of those now where it's like real short around and it's got some hair on top there, but I don't know if that works. I'm still a little old school.
Yeah, it's a little old. When you see old guys trying to look young, not always a good look.
Yeah, me trying to act young is not. I mean, I'm very immature anyway, but yeah, that part doesn't.
I'll be the
work.
Test bunny dummy for you, Joe. I'll put me there.
You can go out there. He'd probably love to see you, Trev, if out there. Let me tell you, he is one hell of a guy. Steve is a great guy. Teddy Bridgewater, he and Teddy been together for a long, long time. Speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, now the coach at Northwestern High School. So, man, this is going to be an interesting one. We didn't talk much about it, but we're going to talk about it with Mike Florio coming up. Matt Milano could be out for the year. Tore, I think, a tricep. And they're not sure if he's going to be able to come back. That guy, outside of Josh Allen, was right there at the top of just killed the Dolphins.
He's the best player, best defensive player for the Bills if they lose him. And
well, they lost him last year, yeah. And I give him credit. They kind of kept it together, but, boy, they were so strapped on money. They just didn't do much. They didn't try to get creative where the Dolphins will say, well, we're going to take a little hit. So, to me, the Bills probably needed to do a little bit what Stephen Ross did. I'm curious. I might be wrong about this. I'm just not sold. And the Bills are still the team to beat because they have been for 5 or 6 years when they win it every friggin' year since Josh Allen's been there, the AFC East.
If you can't beat them this year, when can you, though? They are strapped. And this is a reason I don't give the Dolphins the injury excuse last year. When they played Buffalo, all the marbles on the table, play them at home for the home field advantage in the playoffs, basically, and Buffalo's defense was decimated. And the Dolphins were healthier than they were against Kansas City, and they Buffalo won. They're still the team to beat. But yes, if you can't beat them this year, I don't think you're going to be able to beat them.
Dave, they're saying the same thing in New York. The Jets are saying this is a year. The Jets are up there. They're saying we got the best defense of everybody in the AFC East. We have the best might have the best defense in football. We just need a little offense. With only a defense a year ago, they won 7 games. And they're going, we get anything out of Aaron Rodgers, and he can stay healthy. We got a chance to win a lot of games with the group of guys they have. So we'll see, man.
I don't believe the Jets. The Jets, their franchise, look at the Hassan Reddick situation. The Jets lose to free agency, he had 10 sacks.
Really good player.
And they trade with Philadelphia, a third-round draft pick. And
the guy wants out now because he didn't get a new contract.
And they knew Philadelphia's getting rid of him because they didn't want to go through a contract problem with him.
The Jets are claiming that he said, no matter what, I'm gonna play. Even if you don't redo my contract, I'll play into this. Well, something changed.
This is the Jets.
But it does look
this
dysfunctional.
It's so Jets, right?
It looks real bad. And look at the timing of the book, and it's not Aaron Rodgers' fault, although he did give this guy.
So my friend Ian O'Connor's wrote a book on he wrote about Krzyzewski before. He's done several of these.
Done a lot of them, right?
Yeah, he interviewed 500 people supposedly for the Aaron Rodgers, and got some good stuff.
So he makes I saw some of his interview. I'd actually like to have him on and talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. He's an interesting dude, man. He's different. He is different. Guys I've talked to that left Green Bay and came down here to play said, you know, he's a real sensitive guy. Like, he can dish it out, but he can't take it when you take shots at him. You know, but he likes to be one of the guys, and he'll dig it.
I would love to cover Aaron Rodgers because there's so much there.
Oh.
I mean, so much bizarre stuff and all capped by – the reason you're interested in him, he's a great football player.
If he wasn't any good, nobody would care. If he's just dysfunctional and running down on special teams, you wouldn't care.
But you don't get just vanilla with Aaron Rodgers.
So can I just say one thing about Aaron Rodgers? Well, I'm not questioning his talent. He is
Well, now you can question it.
No, he's still real. I mean, he's had a great career.
A great career, yeah. Hall of Fame.
But, Dave, I mean, I'm not always one to talk, and there might be a little phoniness, but – the family stuff, I just don't get. I don't care how bad, you know, and some of the comments, well, his mom and dad are to blame for some of this too. You go a decade without talking to your brothers, sisters, relative, all your relatives, you blow off, and your friends affiliated with them, you've blown off, and your mom and dad, like, I just don't know how you completely bizarre, right? Like, the family part of mine from California is kind of an important thing to me. I haven't done great, always necessarily great here in town. But yeah, I want to have, especially if I like my family members, I want to have a really good and go out of my way. I want to have a good relationship with them. I don't know how you can stay. And listen, I've had my kids blow me off, certain kids blow me off for a while, mad about something. But 10 years? Like, we're all going to have in-law blowouts.
Ups and downs to your family, right?
Yeah, and disagreements, political stuff's going to pop up, and you take a time out from that. I saw that 4 years ago. But, like, I don't get, I talk to your mom and dad for 4 years, and your dad shows up on his own in Lake Tahoe, and you say, Dad, I love you, and you hug, and that's it. He takes off, and nothing after.
But evidently, from this book, his Aaron Rodgers' backstory is fascinating. Right back to his grandfather, who's a World War II fighter pilot. And so...
would that affect him?
Well, I don't know what the story is, but evidently he's involved in, you know, some drama, too. Not, you know, war drama. Real life and death drama. But he's a weird guy. He's a weird guy, and again, I'd love to cover him because
he has thoughts.
He's going to tell you about his thoughts.
When he says no to the family, I'm done with you. He apparently everybody's in that's in the bus is going down. That's hard to do. And meanwhile, you're having this great career, and they're not around. Nobody's around. You'd want to share.
You would want to
hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars as a quarterback.
Well, and just the emotional support and love and joy that you could bring into everybody's lives, right?
Can't always be the girlfriend's
fault.
Something
went wrong.
Everybody's had that girlfriend that mom and dad didn't like. Come on, man. It's got to be more than that. All right, we've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Man, I want to ask you this question today. If you've been injured in a trip and fall or a car, or truck, or even a motorcycle accident, electric shock, when you're making that big decision on who will represent you, you might want to ask the person whose name is on that law firm if they're going to handle your case. Because I know one thing, Cohen and Judah will. They're going to handle it from start to finish, man. They will handle your case start to finish. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah are their names with over 30 years each of experience in plantation. And I always tell everybody this, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough to call you back. How about that? That little thing, calling somebody back, having great communication with a client, it's taken for granted by a lot of these big firms. Not by Cohen and Judah. Read the reviews, man. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Partners that are going to handle your case. And you can always get a hold of, man. From start to finish, from the moment you walk in, They're going to shake your hand, and you're going, well, who else involved? They go, us. We'll take it. Get a hold of them on the weekend. I could just go on and on about all the great things you're going to get from Cohen and Judah, the injury law firm, and just how good they are. And by the way, if you hired a law firm recently and you're not happy with all the promises they made when you decided to go with them, and now all of a sudden you can't get a call back, you have no idea how your case stands right now, call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. Cohen and Judah, go to cohenandjudah.com, 866-324-7333. That's 866, fair fee. I'm telling you right now, you're in the middle of making some real tough decisions. Remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.